This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Somebody said, we're working the angles today. We're looking skinny. Only thing we're missing is a cleavage shot.
I mean, I'm buttoning my sweatshirt down a little bit.
You'd be looking down, though.
You want to check that out? How's it look? Check out my chest hairs, huh? What do you
think? It was the first sweatshirt morning in a while.
It feels really good. I'm not going to lie. I've been desperate for sweatpants and sweatshirt weather, and it feels phenomenal.
You guys are really weird. I will wear pants when it's cold, and you guys will not. And then, like, I will wear a t-shirt, the thinnest of shirts, and some shorts, and you're both in sweatshirts.
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm a fat or a fake fat, but I'll tell you, either way.
You're a fake fat. I saw a photo of you from 5 years ago. You were much fatter.
Oh, I've lost weight? The scale would say differently.
You lost the baby weight.
I will show you. No, I will show you a photo. You remember the guy that wrote the Blazer book? The weird mystery Bill Walton books?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't mean to say weird, but like, you know, the different genre.
Yes, I remember exactly what you're talking about.
So I was going through photos yesterday because we had a family dog pass away. It was a big moment in the chat.
Remembering.
And I was looking for photos. I stumbled across a photo of us taking a photo with that author. You were much fatter.
Much fatter back in the day,
Yeah, and you don't believe me, but I'll show you the photo and you're like, dude, you're right.
I'll be curious to see the side-by-side. I'll check it out. But I will say, as a heftier individual, a larger individual, sweatshirts are just top of the line. When you get me to sweatshirt weather, so happy. Over the moon.
How much do you weigh?
I'm not telling you that. You're not getting that info out of me.
Well, I just want to see.
You never ask a lady how much she weighs. What's the matter with you, dude?
You can't ask that.
Come on now.
In your bra.
We got a lot to get to in this hour of the show. Keep your Spring and Line Fake sponsors rolling in. 503-864-6326. We'll do some gambling coming up in an hour and a half. We are all below 500 after week one. So
that's three picks.
As people would say, there's only one way to go, and that way is up. There was a study that was released this past week after week one in the NFL. It'll connect to the segment and what you teased there at the end of the last hour. And this is essentially tracking over 120,000 tweets after the opening weekend of the NFL season. The five most panicked fan bases, according to their fan bases online. Mm-hmm. I told Alex Gold, and you now know, that the Chiefs are one of the most panicked fan bases. So they are one of the five. Do you care to guess the other four most panicked fan bases out there?
So it's got to be a passionate one. Dallas?
The Cowboys are not in there. How? I don't know, but they are not one of the five most panicked.
They should be.
Ravens?
Are they all teams that you said they're all 0-1?
They all lost this weekend.
Texans?
Nope.
Hmm.
I don't think Houston's a good sports city.
New England.
Hot take for you?
No, it's
no,
not.
Ironically, no. I would say New England should be too, but they're not.
Chicago?
Chicago is number five. The
Atlanta.
Chiefs were number four. Atlanta's not in there.
Yeah, another not kind of great sports city.
Not a great sports
Lions?
City.
Lions?
This is where the Lions, yes, are number three.
That's a good one.
The way that they played. Number one, I would have never guessed because I don't think it's a good sports city.
Falcons?
You don't think it. I already guessed the Falcons.
Oh, you already guessed the Falcons,
wait,
yeah.
Wait, hold on. You don't think it's a good sports city?
No, and I also would have said that fan base should have already been panicked going into the year, so what are we panicking? I mean, it was ugly, but...
Seahawks?
No, it is. The Miami Dolphins are the most panicked fan base after 1 week.
Well, I think mean, that's for a different reason.
I mean, it was ugly, but... You suck. Number two on this list was the Giants, which is like their game went exactly how I thought
that's
it would.
Just
Russ sucks.
Volume. I mean,
could
if
be
it's
volume
by
of people.
Tweets because
sure.
New
that's
York
a credit
has
to
most.
A fan base that cares. Yeah.
That's a Giants yeah. fan base definitely yeah. cares. I would just say their game kind of went exactly how I thought it was going to go. Good defensively. Mm. Russ sucks, and they lost the game. You know, it was a one score game until the fourth quarter.
The Dolphins.
Yeah, I mean, Miami's not a good sports city.
They did have the worst weekend, though.
They got smoked, and yeah. they had to have a players-only meeting 1 week into the season. Whenever you have a players-only meeting after one game, that tells me your season is not going to end well.
Now, they're at home with New England. Like, does he get fired if they lose?
If it's the way it looked last week, he should.
I thought he might not get home from the first game.
Like, if that game's 24-0 at the half against the Pats, who looked how the
he
Pats
might not
looked
come
last
out for
week,
the second half.
Just leave him
I'm
in the
not
locker
sure
room,
if, in a blowout does it. Like, if you lose at home to New England, who didn't look good at all last
no.
week.
And you're 0-2. We can see the writing on the wall there. Yeah. So you asked the question, though, of the 0-1 teams that are prominent, right? Like the Titans being 0-1, I'm not going to put them into this conversation. But essentially the teams that should be most worried after an 0-2 start. And there's three that I would throw at you, and I'm curious if you guys think that I'm missing anybody here that falls into this category.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm not including the Titans in this. I'm not the Dolphins, to
the
me,
Browns.
We're going to suck. The Saints, right? Yeah. There's a lot of bad teams out there. To me, there's three. Now, let me know if I'm missing anybody.
Three.
It's Detroit, with the way that they looked at home on Sunday against a divisional rival and their former offensive coordinator. Dan Campbell had to answer questions all week. There was a reporter that asked him, do you think about just running the same exact offense you ran last year, Dan? Dan was like, What are you talking about? He's like, well, you know, there's communication issues. Do you think about just running the same offense? And he was so confused. So the Lions, to me, are in this category. I would throw the Seattle Seahawks into this category based on the optimism that that fan base had coming out of the preseason and having the best offensive line in the NFL. And the Baltimore Ravens. Well, I guess there's four. Damn it, I forgot the Ravens. The Ravens being 0-1 are definitely in there. And then the Kansas City Chiefs. Am I missing anybody else that belongs in the category?
Yeah, you didn't name one. I thought you would.
Oh,
I understand that we think the division is bad, and it probably overall is. The Houston Texans dropping to 0-2, looking
okay.
the way they've looked so far, would be very problematic.
That's a good one to throw in.
At some point, you have to say, what is happening? You can say, well, the offensive line's break was really bad again in week one. Okay, they had an offseason. We're just not going to address that.
Right.
The offense. Well, they fired Bobby Slowick and they brought in a new guy. Okay. And that Nico Collins had like two catches.
Their offense looked horrible in week one. Rams might be very good defensively. So it's one game. You never.
I didn't even really think the pick was Stroud's fault per se. It was more like kind of a jump out route. I don't know. But like, I think the Texans going to 0-2. And if the Colts can pull off a little bit of an upset by spread definition against the Broncos, which. Man, if Daniel Jones operates against that defense, you're going to go, okay, the Colts, hello.
Yeah, that would be a concerned 1-1 fan base if Denver loses to the Colts.
Well, and the Jags
because they didn't look great last week.
The Jags have a road test this week, and the Jags are at, just had it up here. Where is it?
Where do they go? They're at Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Like, yeah. That would be a nice road win for the Jags because we expect Cincinnati to play a little better than they did.
Yes, we do.
You'd have to really look at that. So I would add the Houston Texans. Other than that, I don't disagree with any of the teams in there. Which
of those 0-1 teams is under the most pressure to get a win this weekend? To me, it's an easy answer.
The most pressure?
Yes.
Ah.
Like, what if you put the fan base hat on?
It's probably under Detroit because of the division. I think Seattle has a real opportunity here to be in the running for the right answer.
But you saying the division part is the only reason why I wouldn't put them there. I'm not saying I would be encouraged. I would be terrified right now if I were a Seahawks fan. That offense was hyped up all preseason. The offensive line was hyped up all preseason.
Sure.
Geno looked good. Darnold didn't look great. And you lost at home to a mash unit 49ers team.
Yeah.
The only thing that I have in the back of my head is how many weeks is Brock Purdy going to miss? The Cardinals are still the Cardinals. They almost lost to the damn Saints last weekend. And the Rams, yes, they got a win, but they got a quarterback who's one hit away from having his spinal injury and being out for the rest of the year and playing Stetson Bennett.
They also weren't overly impressive. No. Their defense was good.
So that's the only thing. Like with Detroit, I think it has to be them just simply because of the fact of how good Green Bay has looked, and you already have a head-to-head loss against them.
You do, and you don't want to lose to a division rival. You don't want to lose to Ben Johnson. Like, yes. If that offense out-offenses you, you're going to go, damn it, dude, there's the guy. And people are going to come in Monday and say, well, was it Dan Campbell? And right. I'm going to go, well, Dan Campbell is the coach. So yes, it was Dan Campbell, but Ben Johnson is good.
There's no turds here.
You know, we'll see what Minnesota is. They got underrated great game is Michael Penix against that defense. I want to see what he looks like. They didn't have any semblance of a run game.
Fun Sunday night game.
And Minnesota, for all the McCarthy chatter, they ran the football. That's what changed everything. I think they can run the football again, and if they do, McCarthy might have a good week too. The Seattle element is fascinating to me. The Steelers were dreadful defensively against the Jets. Now, maybe that's the Jets.
Maybe it's a one-week outlier.
Breece Hall is a very good football player, yep. Right? Allen is a very good football player. Should be able to run the football. If that's what the Steeler defense was doing on the ground, and I know they're going to be at home versus being on the road, you should be able to run the football. And if you run the football, I think Clint Kubiak's offense is going to be more opened up. But if they take that rush away, man, Rob Saleh just gave you the blueprint. Put pressure on that dude. Bottle up JSN the best you possibly can and say, can literally anybody on this team catch a football?
Go ahead, Cooper Kupp.
Good luck, tight ends, who we heard nothing but great things about. Mike Bobo, you're up next. Like, this is a really big opportunity for them, because if they fall to Pittsburgh, and they can, the Saints at home, we're going to chalk that up one to a dub, probably most of us, right?
Even if
the Saints
that.
Win or lose.
Yep.
And then you're at the Cardinals, you got Tampa, then you're at Jacksonville, then you get Houston, then you're at the Commanders. Like,
that's
how about
not
that
an
stretch
easy
of games?
Stretch, man. That's tough.
That's tough. And so if they don't look the part this weekend at Pittsburgh, I know the division isn't amazing. San Francisco's a mash unit. The Rams are a week-to-week thing with their quarterback, and Arizona's never going to be trusted. You might be coming in Monday going, I don't know about the Seahawks team that kind of came in with a little bit of hype. Lions are deserving of it, but I would look to Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's a good candidate. I'm with you. The only reason I go Detroit is just because of the NFC West and how open I think the NFC West is and was coming into the year. And if Green Bay could, and Green Bay, look, it's two games, so who knows how this goes. But having the head-to-head win, they look like a bit of a juggernaut right now. And I also think it's just the optics of I came into the year, I guess, with a higher expectation for Detroit than I did Seattle. Like, I didn't really fully buy the Seattle hype. To me, they were kind of the same team they've been the last couple of years, which is a borderline playoff team that maybe is slightly above 500. I didn't see them taking some big jump with Sam Darnold to Geno, even though I advocated for Darnold over Geno in the offseason. Detroit was the, well, are you going to miss the coordinators? Is that overhyped? Is that a fair storyline? And it is one game, so we all need to take a deep breath.
At what looks like a very good Green Bay team,
right? We saw Green Bay again, another example of that of like, okay, they're really good defensively, so maybe Detroit's going to be just fine. If you do lose at home, your home opener, and your offense is clunky for a second straight week, like that to me is a fair and valid panic. Where are we at on the Kansas City thing? Because it's such a... We did this, and I jokingly say it, like we did this so many times with New England over the years. They would lose games early in the season. I remember mentioning earlier in the week a game at Kansas City, ironically, that they played on Monday Night Football, and Trent Dilfer said the dynasty is dead. They went on to win like three more Super Bowls. Like, we try and do this. Like, everybody wants to be the guy who buys the stock at the right time, right before it goes huge and you make millions of dollars, and I jumped in on crypto. Like, we want to be the guy that predicted the downfall of the Chiefs and then turn around and say, see, I told you so. Is there something there if they fall to 0-2 for us? Are we legitimately buying in that Kansas City has taken a step back, or is that a gross overreaction?
Yes and no. Like, I'm not going to jump completely off board with them making the playoffs. The divisional race will be fascinating. We'll have to see what the Chargers do against the Raiders on Monday night.
One of those teams will be 2-0, whoever wins that game.
And Denver's got a real good bounce-back opportunity here. Like, the Colts had a great week last week. They're going to go in, they get to host. They're barely a home underdog, which, like, that line has...
That line doesn't make any sense. Talk about Ken Barkley traps. How am I not going to take that trap in an hour and 15 minutes?
Well, I went and looked at the injury report, and I didn't think the injury report for Denver was totally bad. Like, a couple of those guys didn't play last week. They're on it again, including Dre Greenlaw.
If I would have told you 3 weeks ago the Broncos would be favored by a point on the road at Indy, you would jump all over it.
Maybe in the divisional race you're panicking, but in the wild card grand scheme of things, you've seen Kansas City do it on the road to get there.
Yes.
And my only questions about Kansas City are kind of the same. Now, the defense was alarming, but let's see what it does against Philly. The offense with no Worthy, I don't think you can count on Hollywood Brown. Smith-Schuster, okay, and Kelce is, I mean, my God, how is he rolling out of bed? Is he walking out of bed? I don't know, man, but it's just not consistent enough. They need to get Pacheco in the run game going to balance this out. And outside of one, you know, big deep throw, because Kelce's was technically, by definition, an explosive. It was 37 yards. He had one shot to Thornton. That was kind of it, really. That was it. Like, they continue to struggle moving the ball down the field. So, maybe in the division I'd panic, but I'm not. No, I wouldn't jump off of the Chiefs in the playoff conversation. A lot of this preview stuff that I hate is we don't know how it's going to look.
No clue.
And so if the Chiefs lose on a game-winning field goal by the Eagles, I don't think I'm going to come in Monday and
That's
go,
different.
Oh, my God, I'd be panicking right now if I'm the Chiefs. It just depends what they do.
Yeah.
Interesting note on the Seahawks, by the way.
Yeah.
Just because we mentioned them here. At the Steelers, so they're probably going to be without Emenwori, their rookie. He was gone after two plays in San Francisco.
Got her right out of the game.
Talk about just
game.
A dud of a debut. He's going to IR. And then you've got Witherspoon did not practice. Julian Love was limited in practice as well. And Jaron Reed did not practice Thursday.
That's not good, Bob.
So their defense is already a little bit banged up. They're coming in with question marks. They're just one for me. I get what your divisional point is. But if Darnold looks like that again.
Barely 100 passing yards going into the fourth quarter.
Coming off of a week where adjustments are possible, but coming off of a week where Pittsburgh's defense looked pretty bad, it's going to get noisy. And I think it should get noisy. It was already noisy. I don't know if you caught it, but I saw a clip from Furness on his show, and he basically was like, I was kind of surprised. Furness surprised me. He was like,
gave you a take, hot take.
You got to man up, Mike McDonald. What are you doing? It's fourth down. Go get it. Like, that was kind of the take. And you can say, well, okay, but man, it's already turning up a little bit. Like,
the beauty of football, isn't it?
Yeah, I love this sport, dude. It's, we're all wrong and we're all stupid.
What college coach is going to get fired on Monday? Because you know a fan base is firing their coach on Monday with the loss. It's the only sport that you lose a game and it feels like the world's ending.
Really?
Every weekend.
It's 1 week.
It's 1 week. A week. And then you got to wait until next Sunday, Thursday, whatever, Monday. And you're like, dude, the sky is absolutely falling right now. And I am terrified of how this is going to go.
Brian Kelly. If Brian Kelly loses home Florida, it's
even
Brian
with a win over at Clemson, you got a big win. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. I got a couple more NFL notes I want to get to with that. Back into college football at the bottom of the hour. Take a look at the slate. What are the upset alerts out there? A few more notes on Oregon and Oregon State going into this weekend. Can the Cougs, how about our Cougs, maybe start 3-0? But a little more NFL talk. That is next. 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not gonna lie. Those candy bars are starting to stare me in the face. I didn't know how long it would take into the show. I knew I would get there probably at some point.
I'm thinking about ordering food. You guys want anything? I'm serious.
Dude, I would. Yeah, what are you going to order? I'm
probably
starving.
A burrito or I'll a sandwich.
Take burrito, give me a burrito. Yeah, dude. Yes. You don't have to ask twice. I'm starving, man. I've just got Twix and Reese's staring me in the face right here. This is dangerous, dude.
I had Isaac ask me the other day, he's like, hey, how's the 4-hour thing going? I go, you know, it's been great in a lot of ways. We're so happy to have the extra hour. It makes the show structure and set, you know, all this technical stuff.
Yeah.
The eating part has been problematic. I usually eat breakfast before I come in, and then like by the end of the 9 a.m. hour.
Still hungry.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm starving. I didn't eat anything today.
We need an additional microphone. We need one of those boom microphones in here if we could get a mic guy just to have one next to Sprague's stomach and hear the stomach eating itself sounds that are going on in the studio right now. Mixed with my stomach issues. Dude, we got a stomach off going on right now.
During the Gold interview at 7:30, twice he's talking and I hear my stomach with headphones and it's like no.
Just do one of these. Just put it down.
Can you hear that? You got anything there?
Couple thoughts I want to read. We're talking some NFL. We'll get back into college football in a moment. P1 Harley on YouTube. I love when people do this to their own team and hold them accountable. Diehard Falcons fan saying that if the Falcons lose on Sunday night, Raheem Morris's head coaching record will be 20 games below 500. Oh. He should have the hottest seat in the NFL.
You're not wrong there, dude.
So a team that maybe we haven't given enough credit of pressure being 0-1 with the potential to go 0-2, I'm still a huge Penix guy was coming out, and I think long-term they'll be fine. But that was a tough loss at home to a divisional team. Nobody's overreacting to that. But now you're going on the road. You got a chance to go to 0-2. Yeah, maybe we throw Atlanta into that conversation, a team that we thought could take a jump with a competent starting quarterback going into the year, unlike they had the Kirk Cousins coming off the Achilles injury last year. Then maybe they're a team that deserves more conversation here.
Well, so he's the one. That team is interesting. They're getting Drake London back. He has been practicing this week, last I saw. It's a Flores defense, though, and if you can't run the football, you're one-dimensional.
I'm really excited to see how Penix handles that test. I cannot wait, because Caleb Williams looked lost, confused, and outside of the scripted opening drive until a garbage-time touchdown late in the game, they did nothing.
Well, he's going to put pressure on him, right? Because in the first half, it was 27% blitz rate, 44% in the second half.
He's turning up the heat, dude. You don't know where it's coming from, and you got to find your hot routes.
The Caleb McGarry injury, devastating for them to happen, like at the point in which it happened. Yeah. And that offensive line, like, they cannot run the football. Bijan Robinson's a very good player. They cannot run the football. If you can't run the football, you're one-dimensional. You're feeding right into, I think, a good defensive coordinator's hands. I'll be curious, too, man. I'm a big Penix guy, and we can say things are great there, but you fall to 0-2, and your run game sucks, and your line's not protecting you, and you're taking hits, and you throw a pick because you're getting blitzed. Like, it goes from part of it not being the quarterback to part of it being the situation's just not great. Now, yeah. I'm not trying to give Penix an out. He's got to step up, but I don't know if everything's going to be okay even with Penix at quarterback. Some of these organizations don't know what they're doing.
They do now.
They don't help their young players very often, so It's a big one for me to see what that's going to be for him on Sunday night.
Seahawks fan chiming in, yeah, if the Hawks lose, it looks really ugly. I'm nervous, but I still feel like if the Seahawks lose, but they're good offensively and they play a decent game defensively, mm-hmm. it's one of those close ones on the road. You feel a little bit better that we can rebound and respond. I think that's a pretty rational take of, like, losing.
For sure.
This is what we say, like, not all, there's no pictures on the scorecard, right? But a loss is a loss, but not all losses are created equal. If you're moving the ball offensively and Darnold looks better and you're running the ball and they're protecting him and you just lose because maybe DK Metcalf makes a good play, or hell, maybe Aaron Rodgers has found the fountain of youth with his imaginary Canadian girlfriend that he talks to over the summer. Like, maybe that's just the Steelers are really good and you lose a game on a last-second field goal. I think you feel okay. It's different if you go into Pittsburgh and see a defense that just got shredded by Justin Fields and Darnold looks lost again. Because I don't want to overreact, but I will give you the take. Like, if that happens again this weekend, I genuinely believe in Seattle there will be Jalen Milroe conversations next week. Like, if Darnold comes out and looks like ass again,
well, maybe that's publicly, how quickly we not in the team. The team's
maybe
not start Milroe next week. Maybe
not. I'm not saying he's going to start next week.
He's
I'm saying that will be a conversation in Seattle next week. If Sam Darnold barely has 100 passing yards going into the fourth quarter again, and they struggle to move the ball again against that defense, that will be a thing next week.
Here's the question I would have for you. Like, again, this is part of the reason I don't like previews. We don't know how the game's going to go. But if you lose, Darnold struggles and DK has a good game.
Yeah, that's a double whammy of the guy that you traded away, which made sense at the time. You didn't want to pay him, but let's say they
didn't
lock
make
up.
Sense if he has a big game, man. Like, I
know
what outside, like, they got Darnold at a pretty discounted rate for the position. Some of their stud defensive players are pretty, like, young. They're not, like, on these, you know, franchise changing contracts. Like, who's their highest paid player? Is it Darnold? Or is there somebody I'm blanking on?
Sure, did,
I know they just paid Abe Lucas.
Yeah.
But Gray Zabel's on a rookie deal.
Leonard Williams a big
Yeah, Leonard Williams,
deal, right?
Scott Pay. Like, but they're not in the top-end quarterback contract stuff.
All right, let me see here.
And that's always the crippler for the salary cap. So I guess what I would just be asking is,
you want to go base salary or you want to go, why can't I sort through this?
Well, anyways, yeah. Like, you figure it out. But yeah. My point is, if DK has a big game, and maybe it's just the relationship had run its course, the attitude stuff, maybe that's what it was. But JSN, it was JSN and nothing else last weekend.
Very true.
And
that is very true.
If you're a good defensive-minded coach, you're looking at that film and you go, okay, so if we can contain, quote-unquote, JSN, is Cooper Kupp going to beat us? Is Arroyo going to beat us? Like, right. I just don't look at that team.
I think they thought they would be able to run the ball and that wouldn't be a fear for them.
And they might.
And maybe they will be able to do that. It is Sam Darnold in terms of average salary, 33.5.
33 at this rate in the NFL is a discount. Like, yeah. That's a huge discounted rate for a quarterback.
Then it's Leonard Williams, 21.5. Then it's Abe Lucas, who just signed 15.3. Then Cooper Kupp, Nwosu, 15. Julian Love, 11. They don't, I mean, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 guys making more than $10 million a year. So it's not a huge group of players.
And he got a 4-year 132 deal, $80 million in guarantees, $30 million signing bonus. So, you know, that I think that would be the kick to the junk. You could lose a close game, and I think that's a very rational take by that Seahawks fan. But if you lose, Darnold struggles, and DK has a big game.
Yeah, that hurts. That's going to sting the nostrils,
a kick between the legs.
That would absolutely be a kick between the legs. Denver is another very interesting one for me this weekend, and we can maybe get to a few more NFL notes in the final hour of the show. Just, I'm rooting like hell for Bo. I want him to have success. He was awesome as a rookie last year. I don't think people had very high expectations, and this is a difficulty from week one to week two, right? Because you have such a small sample size that we're reacting to, and so it's all the evidence that we have to go off of as of now, and then you get new evidence this weekend, and then we'll change the talking points if we need to next week. But just that game to me, the 1 o'clock window is not great. You know how many games we get in the 1 o'clock window this weekend?
Is it one of those, like, there's eight games?
Three.
Oh, yeah. Early ones. Okay.
Your afternoon window, your 1 p.m. red zone window, if you're watching, Eagles and Chiefs at 1:25 on Fox. That's the big Kahuna Brady game. Panthers at Cardinals.
Oof, that's a regional.
And Broncos at Colts. That's your 1 o'clock window on the red zone. But the interest is there for me in Broncos and Colts.
So I'm going to have Eagles-Chiefs as a standalone with the red zone in the background of an iPad.
Do we get locally the Broncos and Colts game?
I will look in the break.
I'll be curious. Look that up, because if we do, I might go big screen Eagles, Chiefs, iPad, Broncos, and Colts. I have zero desire to watch Panthers and Cardinals. Can I be honest with you? I'm not going to gamble on that game. I don't care about either of those teams. They both suck. I don't want to watch those quarterbacks play. I'm just kind of out on that one. Mm. But you give me the Colts and what they did last week. Like, are they this year's Saints? Is there actually something there? Do you know their owner, by the way, Ursay's daughter? Have you seen the stories about it? Maybe we've talked about this over
she
the years.
She lifts weights with the team.
Dude, she lifts weights with the team. She stands on the sideline with a headset on.
She seems like a badass.
She has a play chart. I know. Like writes things down, a little notes. There was a moment in the game last week where they scored a touchdown as a ball was in the air. There was a picture of her on the sideline, hands up, like with the headset on.
She doesn't chime in.
That's pretty cool. She just wants to hear how it sounds.
She just wants to, she wants to know what's going on. And I'd be honest with you,
I do the same exact thing.
I'd be like, look, guys, I'm going to have zero say. I trust
Screw
everything
that,
you're
dude,
doing.
I own the team. I'm chiming in here. Why are we running the ball here? Throw the ball. Go for it on fourth down. It's my money. I own the team.
You would be an awful owner.
I'd be a terrible owner.
Didn't Phil Knight reportedly do that?
He had a game where he wanted a headset. I think there was random rumors that he had a headset.
I remember being down there covering games when he would come into the post-game press conference and ask the first question, which was just odd beyond all belief.
It's my team, dude. I do what
dude,
I want.
I
remember when he may or may not have slipped into the replay officials of the Oregon-Oklahoma game. We definitely got that onside kick. Definitely Bob Stoops. Definitely
clearly can see the ball there, but
clearly,
no big deal. It's Oregon
clearly
ball.
Got that ball. Clearly that was a recovery on
you
our
You would
end.
Call a play if you were an owner.
What's the score that a game would have to get to where it's not, like, outrageous? In that game last week.
No, there's no game.
It's 30-3.
You're the owner.
You're telling me it's first down. I can't call a mesh route here. Can I call a crossing route? I'm calling the same play you're calling. Okay. I got the playbook in front of me. Let's just run a just a zone read. Is that controversial on first and 10?
So I want to make sure I have this right. You have this as your owner.
Yeah, I own the team.
Is your team getting blown out in this scenario? Or
no,
up
they're
big?
Up big in this scenario.
And you have it as cut and dry with all of the language of that league going, hey, Shane.
I mean, I got the play call.
I need a mesh route here.
Give me a mesh route here.
Can you run a 9 from the slot, please?
Dude, why would you not? I own the team, man.
We do not get an afternoon game on CBS.
So
you
want to see
Seahawks and Steelers on Fox in the morning, and then you get the Eagles-Kansas City game. Our CBS regional game is Rams and Titans at 10 a.m.
I need a Pittman post.
Dude, why would you not?
I need a Pittman post. Pittman post. Shane, do you know how much money I spent on this team? Can you please throw more?
One interesting thing about that game, though, I know it's Colts-Broncos. It's not the most electric conversation. You do want to see the bounce back from Bo. I think the defense is going to be, a little more challenging for Daniel Jones than the Dolphins offered. Sean Payton took all of the blame this weekend, which is like, okay, good leader stuff.
Great
but
thing for a coach to do.
He really blamed all of those bad plays on Bo on him. And I want to see, like, okay, well, let's
what does
follow
it look
that
like
up.
In what, week two?
Yeah, is it your fault again, Sean? Or is it much like Jaden Daniels' rough start? Caleb, Drake May, we got a sophomore quarterback question kind of coming on the horizon of Monday show.
It has not looked good through a week in a game for the sophomore quarterbacks. Does that change this week? And we'll have a few more NFL thoughts coming up in the final hour. And we're going to spring the line in an hour. So get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. Let's dive into some college football. Where are the upsets this weekend? One network getting the kiss that they never thought that they would get. We'll start diving into the slate next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back in. Can't wait for this weekend in the NFL. Where will we gamble? You'll find out in an hour. Somebody's saying, ask Sprague how he'll feel if the 49ers lose this weekend.
Yeah, that's a fair question. I'm kind of expecting it, to be totally honest with you. They are down. They are out. I can't believe they won last weekend, but
it's Mac Jones at the helm this weekend.
You know, the mediocre coach, Kyle Shanahan, that I'm not sure I'm in on anymore.
Yeah, it's alarming because of who it is. The Saints aren't very good, although they had the ball with a chance to tie the game at the end against the Cardinals. So
maybe Rob Saleh, save us, is where I'm at, because I'm not expecting the world.
Yes.
We're going to rely on Christian McCaffrey for 80%, and where I'm at if they lose, I don't have this team being amazing, guys. I think I had them at 10-7, and that's largely because of the schedule I looked at. They could just as easily be 7-10, but
how many games will Brock miss? Is it two? Is it five? Right. Is it three? Is it, you know, that's a part of it, too. And how bad is Mac Jones? He wasn't very good when he came in for the Jags last year, although I think he's got a better coaching situation, to your point, this year. Another one more quick thought. The first interception was not on Bo. The sack, he can't fumble the ball, but he hasn't fumbled in years, and the second pick was a bad throw. He will bounce back. I hope that he does.
Was the first pick the one that he was, like, signaling to his receiver?
No,
to
that was just an incompletion. That was a 3rd and 5 that a guy kept running, okay, and he thought he was going to sit down.
Because he could have had, like, 4 in that game.
It was going to be a 1st down, and he threw it 4 yards behind him, and he wanted him to sit down. It was a miscommunication on that route.
Sean Payton says it's him. Okay, man. Let's see what it is this weekend. It can't be him every weekend. At some point, it has to be Bo Nix's fault.
Yeah, and it'll be fun on Monday, too, because we'll get a full reaction show for 4 hours. And then also, I'm very excited for the doubleheader on Monday Night Football. Like, Chargers-Raiders, to me, is a really fun game in Vegas. Do the Chargers look the way that they did against the Chiefs? How do the Raiders look? And then the Bucs, who I have some money on to win the Super Bowl, going against... Like, that's a really fun Monday Night Football.
That's a great doubleheader.
Wonderful.
Was the Raiders just a result of playing the Patriots, or
no? Right. They always have a doubleheader on Monday Night Football.
No. He's saying them being 1-0. Is that just a result of them? Is New England not very good? Yeah, along those lines. As we take a look at the college football slate, and we'll start diving into this more in the next segment because we're already against it. We're busy ordering breakfast burritos during the commercial break, which just salivating. Please get here soon if you're listening to the show and you're a delivery driver.
I need a breakfast burrito.
I need one bad, dude.
Who doesn't?
The funniest note out of this entire weekend in all of college football has to be, and it's something that actually the fan base is, or I shouldn't say fan bases, I should say fan base is kind of like, this sucks. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
The CW having maybe the game of the week is the funniest note of all of college football. Because this was, at the start of the year, a throwaway game in the ACC. You thought it's Miami, South Florida. Nobody's claiming it. ESPN didn't claim it. Yeah. I don't know who the ACC's other partners are. But this was a no-claimsies. Nobody put the finger on the nose. And all of a sudden, the CW's like, sure. Miami on the CW, we'll take
it.
And then South Florida beats Boise. South Florida goes on the road and beats Florida. Miami wins their showdown with Notre Dame in week one. And now we have maybe the game of the weekend on the CW network. And this is a 17.5 point spread.
Yeah, and look, I don't know about the spread stuff. I do tend to think Miami is not going to be Florida for the Bulls, and things might not be the same result. Also, those kids just went a whole week hearing how amazing they were.
Can
on
they
their
go
campus.
Do it again?
I'm going to lean no, they won't. Miami, I have my questions and doubts about Mario.
Sure,
I do think eventually that's a guy that just gets a lot of Jimmies and Joes, and then his woes come from his coaching decisions that lose playoff games. I think he's got a playoff roster. That Miami team looks the part. Now, they've got a big test, but I also worry about the South Florida narratives. The funny part about this is they just had their highest viewed game in their broadcast.
Who was it? What CW game?
It was SMU Baylor.
Oh, touche. That was a great game.
They got over
double
a million
overtime.
Viewers. Yeah.
Yeah, that was an entertaining. And SMU was a playoff team. It's a battle of two former conference, or I guess now current conference foes that used to always be in a conference together.
And you got Baylor. You got a Texas fan base is watching that game. That's smart. This was a brilliant pickup by them, even if they didn't think it'd quite be this. South Florida came in with a little bit of Group of Five buzz, and Alex Golish's name was, you know, a name people knew on the radar. And they said, yeah, it's the sixth choice. We'll take that.
Yeah,
you guys don't want it. We'll take it. It's at Miami. Brilliant move by the CW. And I'm looking forward to it because I think South Florida can still lose this game. They could even not cover that spread.
It's at a good time, too, because it starts an hour after Georgia, Tennessee. And so you'll get that kind of like if Georgia's up by a couple of tuds in the second half or vice versa, a little more focus can go on it. The rest of the 1 o'clock-ish slate, not great. I mean, there's not a lot going on.
Exactly.
Until the primetime games begin with Florida and LSU
yep.
and Notre Dame and A&M later on in the evening. Let's continue on in college football. If that's not it for you, is there an upset alert for Brandon Sprague going into the weekend? We'll dive into some of the other big matchups. We'll get back into the Ducks and Beavers in the final hour of the show. And, of course, Sprague in the line. We still got a lot to get to, and we're waiting on our burrito. So if you're driving, hurry up. We're hungry. We're back after this on 105.1 FM, The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 8:49. Patrick Harris, one of the nicest people in the office.
He definitely
bringing in
is.
A food offering for you. Unaware that we have since ordered breakfast burritos.
The Million Dollar Man, P. Harris.
That's what we call him, Million Dollar Man, P.
The
Harris.
The reasons he doesn't want us to publicly state.
No. Also, I'm trying to do the mustache thing, but every time I'm around him, his mustache blows my mustache out of the water. He's the mustache guy, and I'm kind of the second fiddle mustache guy. But that's okay. You know, that's all right. College football slate this weekend. Tasty.
I'd argue you're third in the mustache, by the way.
Oh, who's ahead of me else in the mustache
rankings?
Well,
Sakanik, when he wants to do a mustache.
He's full beard, though. That's a no-count. He's like, he can. Swigard can grow a phenomenal mustache, too. But you have to have a semi-regular mustache in order to be in the mustache rankings.
I kind of just wish you would just lean fully into the mustache by itself.
Shave everything else off and just go mustache?
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe I will.
Okay.
Maybe
me
I
too.
Will, Bob.
Yeah.
Upset alerts this weekend. Because you know somebody's going to get got. Happens every single weekend in college football. Last weekend, we sniffed it out.
We did sniff this one
South
out.
Florida Bulls, like, hey, look ahead spot for Florida. They got LSU next weekend. South Florida's feeling good. They beat Boise. That's a pretty good win. They kind of dominated the game. Maybe this is one in-state. They don't have to travel far. Is there one out there for us this weekend that we're sniffing out in terms of an upset around college football?
Yeah, blind squirrels with nuts. You know,
it's a hard thing to predict.
Well,
no doubt about it.
It's dumb because Georgia Tech is technically an upset. They're an unranked team.
But
they're
it's
an underdog.
Sub-field goal line. It's -2.5 Clemson right now.
If you're looking for, like, South Florida, Florida.
Something that's double-digit point spread, I would consider. I guess it doesn't have to be fully double digits, but something that's north of a touchdown. If you're north of a touchdown line and you lose, that to me is an upset.
I don't think I have one.
You don't have one this weekend?
I looked through the rankings last night, and I'm like, do I see one? Like, is there a remote?
Can I give you one? And I don't know how big of an upset this would be, and it actually flies in the face of my own logic that I just gave you of upset spreads. But I'll run with it anyways.
All right.
Just in terms of ranked and unranked, I think Arkansas is going to beat somebody this year. They're going to just mark my words.
I don't know if Arkansas going on the road at Ole Miss?
Would not be surprised by it.
Okay.
At all. Ole Miss has been fine through two games with their new quarterback. Austin Simmons is his name. He's a young cat from Miami. He's big. He runs around.
He's got three touchdowns and four picks.
He's thrown four interceptions in two games. Yeah. And they had to hang on to beat Kentucky last week. Again, that game was on the road. Arkansas, to me, is just like they do it every year. Last year, it was Tennessee. They've played nobody, but they've blown out both nobodies that they've played.
Mm.
And that one wouldn't surprise me if they went on the road to Ole Miss and found a way to get a win.
Side note, just watched an interview of Talen Green.
Talen Green's still there.
He was on SportsCenter the other day doing an interview about this game.
And when he beat the Beavs in Corvallis a decade ago? That was the night.
I don't think they won that game.
They didn't win the game?
Didn't he start with a 77-yard run, but they bottled him up? Anyways, his debut was like, holy crap.
That was the night. That's how long he's been in college football. That was the night Oregon lost by 8,000 points to Georgia, and I watched that in an Atlanta hotel room at 1 o'clock in the morning.
How hammered were you?
Pretty hammered. Pretty hammered. Yeah. Had a good time. Had to drink that one away. We got 49-3 on national TV. That wasn't great.
But that would be a big one for people who don't want Pittman anymore. That one would be a real, like, damn it, dude, you had to win that game, because that one goes... I think that one would go pretty far with cachet.
For sure it would.
Side note, he is engaged to an Arkansas long sprinter. That child.
That's good.
You know what I do now is when I find these things out, I tell my wife, who has no earthly idea, I go, super baby, watch it.
Yeah.
18 years.
Green. Remember that last name.
That last name, Green.
18 years when he's a top-ranked recruit in the country.
That would be a good one, because that one wasn't one that I was willing to go with, oh, I think that can happen.
He's the kind of quarterback that can run around and make plays, and if he's very similar to Simmons, ironically. Returns the ball over a lot, but he's played a ton of college football. He's experienced. He's a great athlete.
I guess I would ask more this kind of upset, because that, you know, SEC against an SEC team, like, maybe you're right. Maybe you'll look like a genius come Monday. I was more looking at, like, does Oklahoma come off of their home win against Michigan primetime game?
Yeah.
It's a number. 23.5 at Temple.
Sure.
Who is 2-0, and I have no idea who they played.
They're playing in Philadelphia.
The Fighting John Chaneys. I don't know who they've played or what they've done.
Right.
But that spread's only 23.5. Why is that the same spread as a Beav game?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing.
I always think of college football, you got to look, I think, at some of those kind of matchups. They don't happen very often. But much like my South Florida point, they have spent all week smelling their own farts about how good they are, and they have the Heisman front runner, and, oh, we beat Michigan, they won the title 2 years ago.
Those farts smell good.
They do. And now you're going to, where are they at, Philadelphia? Like, they're going to play in Lincoln Financial Field.
Yep.
That's flying right under the radar on ESPN, too, and I'm just, you know, maybe they handle the business, but also is at the end of the first quarter, and Oklahoma's up 3-0, and we're like, what?
I mean, we did this literally last week. Nobody saw the Clemson game coming, the LSU game, like a lot of these hangover efforts from teams, whether they won or lost big games in week one. They were there for a lot of teams, and that's a real thing. So I don't mind picking that one at all. Vanderbilt, South Carolina is another one that doesn't really count as an upset, because South Carolina hasn't looked great. The spread's only 3.5.
Yeah.
It is funny what a trash-talking quarterback will do, because I'd imagine, and I'm going through this in Oregon's second year in the Big Ten, like, Oregon's playing Northwestern, and we'll have some more thoughts on that in the final hour. There is no juice with playing Northwestern at all.
None.
I don't care. They're playing in front of 8,000 people.
Yep.
They've been irrelevant for essentially my entire life. Like, I don't care, man. Playing Washington State would be more impactful for me, or playing Oregon State would be. And I'm not saying in their current iteration, I'm saying if you gave them power resources like Northwestern had,
sure,
and it was a conference foe.
You mean like they had?
Yes, like they used to have.
2 years ago?
That is much more interesting to me than playing Northwestern. Vanderbilt was that forever in the SEC. And now they're the team that you kind of circle on your calendar, because their quarterback talks nothing but S.
I know.
And South Carolina hasn't looked great. Like, that's a game that will fly under the radar on the SEC network, because Florida LSU is going on at 4:30 and A&M Notre Dame's at 4:30. And that one starts slightly after it. This is a quad box game or night, if you will, for me, that I got to keep an eye on that one, because I was high on South Carolina and Sellers coming in. But Diego Pavia going on the road and beating South Carolina, one, they will skyrocket up the rankings. They played nobody so far this year, but that would be a ranked win for him. He's looked really good.
Clark Lee, too, if he can go 3-0.
Yeah, Evans
had a good coach there since Franklin.
They have a common opponent, and they both played Virginia Tech. Vanderbilt beat Virginia Tech by a wider margin, and they did it in Virginia Tech. They went on the road and beat them by 24 points. And so that's what I'm very excited for. Again, not a huge upset, because the line's only 3.5. That's more of an upset in terms of the rankings of the two teams. Excited to watch Vanderbilt and South Carolina this weekend.
Obviously, Florida LSU is going to catch a lot of eyeballs. It's a big game, but it's not been talked about a lot on our show.
Yeah, do you got any juice A&M, for that?
Notre Dame?
Let's get to those. We'll take a look at the bigger games. I do have a couple more thoughts on Oregon and Northwestern. I know. We've got to break it all down. Full final hour.
Who's the least juice-worthy team in the Big Ten?
It's easily Northwestern.
You're probably right.
Easily.
But Iowa's not fun to watch.
No, but at least Iowa's a respectable program, and it's an intimidating place to go play, and you got the waving to the hospital. Like, I'm much more excited for that game.
UCLA is pretty bad.
UCLA is really bad. That's a good point.
Talk about selling out a stadium.
Who is the worst team in the Big Ten?
It's, you know.
Purdue?
It's Purdue?
Purdue gets USC this weekend.
Purdue's 2-0.
Barry Odom slinging the rock around out there.
Swagger, we watched UCLA.
No.
We watched him. You didn't watch any of the Utah game in week one?
No, I'm asking him. No.
Oh, have you watched UCLA,
the Utah game? And I watched some of the UNLV game. They were terrible.
Yeah, I didn't see much of the UNLV game this weekend. Let's carry over college football final hour. Why is there juice for you in some of these big matchups? Juice, no juice segment to start the final hour. Because I can tell you there's no juice north of Chicago tomorrow.
What's the best juice?
But can my team bring their own juice?
For breakfast, like, what's the best juice?
Orange.
Pulp-free orange?
Pulp-free orange. Is
I like
undefeated.
A little pulp in my juice, hot take.
I know, you're weird.
With orange juice, at least.
You like two meals. You want food in your juice.
Yeah, I do. I want to swallow my food.
Are we putting food in our juice? Loaded final hour. Sprague in the line at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in. Fan text line 503-864-6326. Don't go anywhere on a Football Friday next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.